Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
My name is Laura Melville. I live in Massachusetts, about 30 miles south of Boston. I am 42 years old. I have CF and I work full-time in the biotech industry.
My name is Danielle. I'm 33 and I live in Sacramento.
When someone greets me with an extended hand and they're expecting a handshake, especially in my line of work in the business industry, I typically will shake their hands with the exception of cold and flu season. And I simply say to them, I'm so sorry, but it is cold and flu season. So please don't be offended, but I'm not shaking anyone's hand. And people are usually really receptive to that and appreciate it, and they thank me for that.
Hi, my name is Elise Salkonen-Goldberg, and I have cystic fibrosis. I'm 61 years old and also 6.5 years post-double lung transplant. I reside in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I've been a part of CFRI for over 40 years.
I usually just put both hands over my heart and I'll say, I'm sorry, nothing personal, but I'm not gonna shake your hand. And then I'll usually say something like, I don't wanna share germs.
I usually say, oh, I'm trying to teach the world not to shake hands, and I stick my elbow out and they automatically stick their elbow out and we bump elbows.
Because that can imply that I might be sick and I don't wanna give it to them. That's usually not the case, but it kind of puts everybody at ease and puts it on me so they don't feel weird about me thinking that they're contagious.
When somebody reaches out to shake my hand, I try to make the interaction as non-uncomfortable as possible because I do not shake hands. I either offer them my elbow or a fist bump.
It kind of depends on the context. If it's like at work or something, I'll probably just shake their hand and then maybe go to the bathroom after and wash my hands.
What I do is I shake their hand because sometimes it's really difficult to explain why I don't want to shake hands. And then I use hand gel profusely. I try to do that discreetly.
I'm actually very candid about why I don't shake hands. I might cross my arms and tell them that I've had a transplant, I have cystic fibrosis.
But most of my friends know that I prefer not to greet them. But with strangers, it's a little bit more difficult.
My line of work, there's a lot of handshaking and it's a lot easier in some cases to just follow through with that. If it's a more relaxed setting where there's not a lot of eyes on me, I will politely just kind of wave and take a seat to make it like, hello, but I'm gonna sit now. Just to try and, you know, convey the message that I don't want to handshake, or I will fist bump somebody.
At the gym I go to, I've got everyone to do elbow bumps with me. And some of them are doing it with each other too. So that's pretty effective because you're not gonna like blow your nose on the outside of your elbow or anything.
Some people bump fist, but I sometimes do that if the other person does that. But I generally prefer to bump elbows because, as we all know, no one has managed to blow his nose on the end of his elbow.
I know after a long day, you're happy to be home, and I'm happy to have you home, but it's important to greet me germ-free. When you come home to a loved one with CF, there are certain things you can do for infection prevention.
People who are in my life on a regular basis, they do tend to catch on, and they don't expect a handshake from me. They'll head right in with the elbow bump or just say hello from a distance.
First, take your shoes off. You've traveled a lot today. Second, leave your coat and your backpack and anything in your hands behind.
And so I find that elbow bumping is beginning to be much more accepted and recognized than ever before. And I think that has to do with the fact that the World Health Organization has pushed this as people become more and more afraid of viruses. And, you know, it started with the SARS and now we're into coronavirus and COVID-19.
Third, wash your hands thoroughly to make sure you get the germs of the day away. And then finally, greet me because I am happy you're home.
Not shaking hands benefits everybody, not just the CF population. Germs are everywhere and we are not the only ones that can catch them. The results are more harmful for us, but who really wants to be sick? Even if you have a healthy immune system, nobody wants to spend their week on the couch.
I've been very fortunate that people have been very receptive, especially during this heightened awareness of the coronavirus and flu season. It's very important for not only people with CF, but other people don't want to get sick as well.
There are so many people out there who don't know how to properly wash their hands. And so by not shaking hands, we are protecting ourselves and others.
Any person with a virus or a pathogen on the nose or the face or cough and a sneeze uses his hand.
Right now it's like flu season. And I think that is the greatest risk. Like we're always constantly, you know, if we're shaking hands or, you know, I mean, it goes across the board, like touching doorknobs, all that stuff is a way to spread germs.
And we're not spreading as many germs. And that's super important, especially these days with the recent coronavirus. You just never know where someone's been or did they properly wash their hands.
And so the hand is a vehicle for transmitting contagious pathogens. And so if you don't do that, then you don't get that avenue of contagion and it minimizes the risk.
If you might cough in your hand or sneeze in your hand, and then someone else touches your hand and then they might like scratch themselves, it can easily spread germs. So elbow bumps or a salute, you know, whatever minimal contact method you prefer always helps.
I know in my office building, sometimes in the ladies' room, the water is hot and sometimes it's cold. So I will typically wash my hands in the ladies' room and then walk into my office and go to the kitchen and properly wash my hands with hot water. And so many people don't do that. And right then and there, that's just a benefit to not shake hands.
From opening a door to opening your car door to picking up groceries off of a shelf, there's so many germs that people don't realize they've accumulated during the day.
I will say that it transfers also to items, for example, my cell phone. To me, that's no different than a handshake. If somebody wants to look at my phone or take a picture of us, I really, really don't have others hold my phone. And if they do, I Purell and clean it afterwards.
That's why it's important to use the hand gel, which is probably the second best option. The first option is to wash your hands. And infection prevention is important, whether it's flu season or the middle of the summer. Greeting me germ-free is crucial for my health and my survival with cystic fibrosis.
This will also transfer to if people want me to take a picture of them when we're out and about, I will not touch anybody else's cell phone and I will always ask my husband to take the photograph. And his response is always, why me? Why do I need to take their picture? You volunteered to take the photo. But I realize if he gets sick, I can at least isolate myself from him.
So instead of shaking someone's hand, I am usually someone that will do a quick wave or depending on the situation, maybe a head nod, but waving is definitely my favorite.
Ways that I avoid handshaking is I will offer a fist bump, but I'll be honest that right now with the coronavirus and the flu, that's probably not the best solution. So I'll often give an elbow.
With family, instead of handshaking, usually we'll give ourselves a big hug, a big squeeze like this.
It's great to see you.
Elbow bumps are my favorite, but you know, just a wave or anything simple.
If I know the person fairly well, I might hug them.
Or thank you for your company.
Hey, with a smile, always with a smile. So people know that you're excited and you're happy and you're not just, you know, and fist bumps, you know, are always good.
And if I know them really well and want to make things a little bit less awkward between the two of us, sometimes I do a little hip bump.
With friends in the CF community, we'll do the elbow bump. I have nobody here to do that with me, but someone can do it into the camera with me.
And then if you're still not satisfied, you can do the hip bump. And I can't demonstrate that on this camera for you, but you can imagine.